204 without breaking the line in there. 14 to the water spot.
Welcome to Leaving the Job, the premier financial podcast for firefighters. Hosted by Scott Osborne, a seasoned retirement coach at Patriot Wealth Planners and an esteemed 18-year Army veteran. This show responds to the unique challenges and opportunities that firefighters face in retirement planning. Each episode offers strategic advice, shares inspiring stories, and provides guidance to help you achieve a confident and secure retirement. Join us as we explore the path to a fulfilling retirement for those who've dedicated their lives to serving others. This is Leaving the Job with the Firefighters Advisor, Scott Osborne.
Hey everybody, welcome into Leaving the Job, the premier financial podcast for firefighters with Scott Osborne, the Firefighters Advisor at Patriot Wealth Planners. And today on the podcast, we're going to talk about healthcare planning because that is the top concern or one of the top concerns that many of America's firefighters are dealing with when it comes to getting ready for retirement and into retirement. So that's going to be the chat this week here on the podcast. Scott, what's going on, my friend? How are you?
Hey, Mark. Great to see you.
Hey, listen, let's talk about this healthcare planning because you and I were chatting right before we launched this and kind of focused our chat today because you said you had just recently put up a poll in a Facebook group that you're in about healthcare. And I wanted to ask you how, like my leadoff question was like, how prepared is the average firefighter for handling healthcare costs that they're probably going to face in retirement? And you hit me with some pretty interesting data.
It's a good question. And, you know, in terms of preparedness, that can be a little bit tough to measure at times.
Sure.
But I think the biggest thing and insight that I've come to realize with working with so many of these guys and girls is that, you know, healthcare is the number one concern for retiring firefighters. Now, I'm not saying it's their number one issue for the longevity of their retirement, but when they're facing down the barrel of retirement, it's their top concern, you know, because a lot of them have done well saving. They got a deferred retirement account. They got a 457 or a deferred comp plan, 401k, whatever, and they got a pension. Maybe their wife's still going to work or they're going to pick up some part-time work. So for a lot of them in their headspace, they feel okay on the money side. And obviously they got to get a plan together for that too. But what we typically find when they're coming through the doors is I have got to figure out what I'm going to do about healthcare. Especially if they're the breadwinner for their household and their career has provided those, you know, those fringe benefits throughout the longevity of their career. It's a big change. When you look at what they have to figure out and all the nuances to the healthcare system and how it changes every year.
For sure.
Et cetera, et cetera. Not to mention it's different, you know, state to state. And if you're going out on the Obamacare exchange, it can be different zip code to zip code.
Yeah, that's really true. And I imagine that there's different, you know, nuances that firefighters are going to face from a healthcare need standpoint, potentially, than regular folks, the average folks, right? So I imagine those common healthcare. And of course, you know, we talked on the podcast, and obviously the focus here is definitely towards our firefighters, but there's obviously their loved ones and other people as well, just in general, can learn from this information. So, you know, what are some of the most common healthcare related expenses that you find, I guess, maybe even across the board, but certainly, you know, in the firefighter arena as well?
Well, the biggest one that we come up with time and time again is just the premium cost, right? So, I mean, if a lot of times when you're going out on the exchange, because remember, you know, there's some confusion sometimes between Medicare and Medicaid, right? Medicaid is a program out there for, I'll basically say it's a welfare program for the poor and the disabled. Medicare is what we've all paid into and what we get for medical insurance when we turn 65 years old, assuming you've gotten enough working credits. Now, if I retire prior to age 65, I have a gap, you know, and in my book, Leaving the Job, I talk about building this healthcare bridge. And I have to figure out what type of coverage I'm going to need. And so that's a very personal decision. I mean, that factors into, hey, do you travel a lot? If you travel a lot, you're going to need to have benefits that travel with you well. That's a different kind of policy. You know, if you have a spouse who's really sick or a family that goes to the hospital a lot or doesn't go to the hospital or doctor much at all, these are all different factors that drive, you know, really you to a different type of policy that can have very significant different costs, whether that's through premium or co-pays or whatever the case may be. So it's a very personal decision. It's definitely not even a one size fits most. I mean, it's very, very personal for people that they need to dig into it and talk to a professional and figure out, you know, what's really in their best interest based off of what they're willing to spend, what type of financial situation they're in, and what type of lifestyle and health that they have.
you know, coming off of having the different pensions and things of that nature, what about the long-term care aspect, right? Is there something provided in some of those or no?
Now, when we get into the Medicare space, you know, you're not going to get long-term care.
Yeah, Medicare doesn't provide. Right, correct.
Exactly.
So now, I didn't know if firefighters get some of that from their, you know, pensions or not, or, you know, from the years of service.
Yeah, great question. Some departments do and some don't. So again, it doesn't even change state to state, but it can change, you know, department to department based off of, you know, what their collective bargaining agreements are and what kind of fringe benefits are part of their retirement package. You know, some retirees will have, you know, health care for a fixed amount of years when they retire to bridge them to Medicare. Now, we're seeing that less and less over time, where more and more, you know, counties and cities are making cuts, unfortunately. Generally, they'll figure out how to what they do is they come up with what they call a stipend, where, okay, I'm not getting my benefits paid for, but I'm at least getting a stipend from age whatever I retire at to age 65. But then if I receive that stipend, sometimes that means I have limited options on what healthcare provider I can choose from. So yeah, it's a little bit of a mess that they have to wade through. So that's a lot of times where, you know, it's important to understand like what comes into your, you know, broader financial plan and right. How does this fit in?
Yeah.
So but from a long-term care standpoint, you know, to circle back to that,
sure.
that topic,
right.
you know, that's something typically most guys and girls are having to self-fund. And that self-fund okay. might be through saving for it or, and we'll do a separate episode just on long-term care. So we'll get into more detail on this.
Yeah, definitely.
It might come through saving for it or it might come through funding some sort of long-term care policy. Those can get very, very cost prohibitive at times. So we don't always recommend that. In fact, we rarely do.
Right.
But, you know, again, that's not a one size fits all, one size fits most recommendation. That's a very personal thing that you need to vet out, see what's in your best interest. And, you know, at the end of the day, see what risk you're comfortable with living with.
Yeah. And long-term care, look, it's a problem for all Americans, period. Right. So trying to figure out how to finance that, it's incredibly costly. Right. So there's mm-hmm. it's not just a challenge for our firefighters. It's a challenge for everybody. So certainly something that it's worthwhile to talk with your financial professional about. Because I think a lot of us tend to just avoid that chat. Because we kind of go into that standpoint, Scott, of, well, you know, it's, you know, I know what the numbers are, right? It's 7 out of every 10 people are going to have a long-term care event or 2 out of every 3, but that's not going to be me, right? And that's just a bad way to go. And I imagine that maybe feels a little different for our firefighters because they've been exposed to, you know, the smoke and chemicals and various different things. So it's just worthwhile to have the conversation, period. I think you're doing yourself and your family a disservice if you don't talk about the possibility of a long-term care event.
Yeah, I mean, that's 100% accurate, you know, and none of us want to think that it's going to happen to us.
No, because mortality, no one likes to think about that, right?
Absolutely.
We all avoid it, but it's if you don't have that chat, right? Like, think about what you're doing to, you know, your partner in the event that you do pass, you know, from whatever. Yeah.
Well, I mean, and I'm up in Toledo, right? And so just last month, we lost one of our guys from an on-the-job accident. You know, I'm not privy to all the details, but my understanding from some of the other guys I work with that talked to me said that the firefighter slipped, was injured from the slip, and then had complications from that injury and ended up getting, you know, into the hospital ICU and ended up passing. And again, relatively younger guy in his 50s, family, you know, just a completely shocking, soul-crushing event for the whole community and the department. And but it's one of those things that, like, you know, the point of saying that is that accidents happen. None of us ever think that it's going to happen to us. And so we have to be prepared, you know. And obviously in that case, I'm talking more probably in the life insurance standpoint, but that same kind of thing could end up in a long-term care type of incident.
Right.
Now, if it's on the job and, you know, the firefighter survives an incident, obviously you'd be on disability. So that's a different discussion.
Right.
But, you know, any of us can slip, trip, or fall. You know, you can fall and break your hip.
Yeah.
And, you know, if you get.
What was it, Frank, you see, during the holidays, right before the holidays, the former tight end for the Tennessee Titans, Frank Wycheck, 52 years old, slipped, I think, putting up Christmas decorations and died. Right.
Yeah. I mean, it's. And again, these are low probability, high risk things.
Right.
But understanding, again, what risk are we willing to live with, right?
So indeed.
And just kind of bringing that back to more detailed discussion around the health insurance side, it's the same point that we're trying to live with there. you know, you used to be able to decide to live without health insurance, but, you know, post Obamacare, they, you know, started fining people for that and all that. So, you know, now it's like, hey, you're expected to have health insurance. And most of us want it. But, you know, there were some people that were okay with the risk of not having it. And so that's where I think that health insurance discussion, when you're working for the department and you're on the job, you just, for the most part, you just kind of get this health insurance. It is what it is. You know, in some corporations, some Fortune 500 companies, you know, you might have a couple different options that you can pick from. Like when I was in the military, I just get TRICARE. That is what it is. I have no, the Army does not care about Scott's preference. I'm just getting whatever they're going to give.
And TRICARE, if anybody's ever messed with it, can be interesting, right?
Yeah. I mean, all in all, pretty good, but yep, it's right. A little bit of a pain sometimes.
It has its
for
moments.
A reservist like me. Absolutely.
Yep.
But I mean, I think to that end, that's where you really want to dig in and see, hey, what am I paying? Just like anything else, what am I paying for? And what do I get for that premium? And really understanding what the cost of ownership of that policy is. Because ultimately, when you leave the job, you're going to get into a scenario where, unless you're leaving at 65 years old, I have to find healthcare for my family. A lot of the guys will do COBRA. You know, we get the 12 to 18 months on COBRA. And then when they transition into the exchange, you really want to understand not only the premiums I'm going to pay, but the co-pays, the prescription drug costs, and all of those things. And so, again, like for me, it's so detailed. We have a guy on our team who does healthcare planning for people. I mean, it's his full-time job because there's so much detail involved with each individual person that we just say, hey, come talk to the expert and figure out what's in your best interest for your lifestyle, for your budget, for the prescription drugs that you're on, the health that you are, how you travel, et cetera, et cetera. I mean, it can be tens of thousands of dollars of difference a year just from doing some proactive planning in that space.
Well, let's tell you what, let me finish off with one more piece here and then we'll wrap it up this week on the podcast. But, you know, we think about inflation, right? Obviously, we've been, you know, we've all woke up to inflation over the past 18 months. We're taping this particular episode. I think we're taping here in middle of January. We'll probably drop this one in February of 24. And so we all woke up to inflation over the last 18 months. But healthcare traditionally outpaces normal inflation, right? Just regular inflation. So, you know, how do you kind of strategize and work with clients in this space, Scott, to deal with the fact that healthcare costs will probably continue to outpace even normal inflation, right? You got to have a plan for that too, because this stuff just keeps ticking up.
You know, Mark, you're spot on. And this is where we always recommend having a comprehensive plan. And the reason I say comprehensive is because, to your point, that the number one thing we can do to combat inflation of all sorts, especially in healthcare premiums, to your point, that have inflated at double to triple the amount of historic inflation, mm-hmm. is to be good stewards of our money. If we're sitting in a deferred retirement account getting our 3-5%, or we're, you know, got a bunch of cash on the sidelines, we are not doing ourselves any favors. We're not being good stewards of that money. And so this is where I think having a comprehensive plan in place and, you know, really doing a good job with the investments, to be candid, can really give you a good tailwind that you can absorb some of that rising cost of living in all facets of your life, and definitely on the health insurance side, to make sure that you're able to pay those premiums, feel good about paying all that off, and not feel like, oh man, I'm spending down my money. We want that American and global stock market to help us succeed long-term. Now, I don't want to redo the investing podcast. We know you got to be smart with some short-term volatility that always happens.
Right.
But with a good plan, you know, you can really get a good tailwind to make sure that you're paying this stuff how you need to pay for it. You can account for rising cost and continue to compound that money and give you a good tailwind and a good successful retirement long-term.
Yeah. Yeah, great points for sure. And to that point, matter of fact, this is podcast number 6 of Leaving the Job. So 5 was on investment planning. So if you didn't check that one out, feel free. You don't have to listen to one to the other for them to, you know, kind of go together or make sense, but certainly worthwhile to go check that out. So one way to do that is subscribe to the podcast, Leaving the Job, and you can find us on Apple, Google, or Spotify. And then you can also just find it at Scott's website. We're going to have all that information there as well. And that's retirefirefighter.com, retirefirefighter.com. And of course, again, you you can always just search it out on the app of your choice. Leaving the Job, the premier financial podcast for firefighters. Scott, thanks for hanging out, my friend, and breaking down healthcare a little bit. It's something we don't like to talk about, but you know what? We got to, right? I mean, it's as you're to your point of your post in the Facebook group there, it was a huge, you know, resounding concern for people. But I think the disconnect is it's a concern, but then we don't like put a plan into action for it, right?
100%. Got to be proactive and get stuff done for us and our families. That's for sure.
Yeah, man. So thanks for hanging out. As always, I appreciate your time. If you need some help again, reach out to Scott at Patriot Wealth Planners, and you can find him again online at retirefighterfighter.com. That's retirefighterfighter.com, or go to callosborne.com. Either way, get yourself in touch with him because he is the firefighter's advisor. My friend, thanks for hanging out. See you in a couple of weeks.
All right. Be good, y'all. Stay frosty.
We'll see you next time right here on Leaving the Job with Scott Osborne.
Information is for illustrative purposes only and does not constitute tax, investment, or legal advice. Always consult with a qualified investment, legal, or tax professional before taking any action.